Shabbos lists off the 39 obvious malachas on Shabbos. One of them is Havara. Havara is not only if you strike a match, Havara is even if you have a fire that's burning here and you pick and you light something else from the fire. There are obvious and there are told us. The Mishnah lists off Lamates obvious malachas. Then the Yerushalmi quotes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Once we're sitting and talking and learning, and they calculated how you can have 39 toldos for each one of the malachas. Okay. And the Gemara needs a pasuk. And Afayin, the Gemara needs a pasuk to teach you that there is an institution of toldos for the malachas. In the beginning of Baba Kama, you have Ovis Nezikin and you have toldos. And the Gemara says, toldos same kayyatz behem. And you don't need any pasuk to indicate toldos same kayyatz behem. Why not? So the Sheet Mekubetz says it's a regular binyan av, whenever you have a pasuk in the Chumash. In one context, so you assume that any din that's similar to that din has the same halacha. Like just a mashal, the Torah has a din atzei shita momdim, the krushim for the Mishkan had to be in a standing position the same way they grew. You couldn't make krushim and hold them upside down from the way they grew, not hold them sideways. So from that, the Gemara learns out that the lulav and the esrog have to be held kederach dilos. The din only says by the Mishkan, but you apply it and call it Torah kula, whatever is sufficiently similar. Similar, unless you have a svar lechalik. So by Yovas Nezik and the Chumash has Shor, Bor, Mava, Hever, all these are written in Chumash. And then the Gemara calculates toldos. What would be a tolda? And the Gemara said the tolda has the same properties of the Av. So therefore, told the same case of Behemitzara svar. So the Sheet Mekubetzis and the first daf in Baba Kama is Badir Vakasha. Why does the Gemara in Shabbos need a pasuk to indicate there's an institution of toldos by Shabbos? It should be a mamatzinu. Once you have the lamates of his malachas, should be told the same kiyatz bein mitzar asvar. So the Shita answers that the Gemara says on the first daf in Baba Kama that how do you decide what's an av and what's a tolda? Hachta havi b'mishkan chashiv b'kor le'av, hachta lahavi b'mishkan chashiv b'kor le'tolda. Whatever was an important activity in asiyas hamishkan, the binyan hamishkan, is considered an av. So one might have, based on the pesukim in Chumash, the Yisr, Chilul Shabbos, is written in Chumash several times in connection with Asiyas HaMishkan. They teach you that Binyan HaMishkan is not Decha Shabbos. So one might have thought, mistakenly, that whatever wasn't in the Mishkan can't be considered a Tolda, even if it's mamish similar, if all of its properties are similar to the Yav. So that's why you need a Pasuk to be Marba, Achas Mehena, to be Marba, that there is an institution of Toldas by Shabbos, despite the fact that the Toldas were not in the Mishkan. So the Marsham was a famous Pesach who lived 100 years ago, and he was known to be a big mako in the Dark Yitshuveh. He always quotes Marshams, and he writes in the introduction, he always had to take the Marshams Tshuvahs with a little more than a grain of salt, because he's a magzim, he's very mako. So the Marsham came up with an einfall that turning on electric lights on Shabbos can't be a malacha deraisa, because in order to be a malacha, it has to have been in the Mishkan, it has to be represented by what was in the Mishkan, has to have existed in the days of the Mishkan, and is represented by the Av that was in the Mishkan. But since electric bulbs didn't exist in the days of the Mishkan, so therefore it can't be an Issa deraisa. Turning on electric bulbs on Shabbos only an Issa derabban. Rav Chaim Moshe thought that that was not correct, and he disagreed. And he, to demonstrate that he disagreed, he would, Rav Soloveitchik said he remembers a few times when he visited by Rav Chaim Moser to talk and learning. Rav Chaim Moser on Matzoi Shabbos would be mahadat to say bar miyari ha'esh on an electric bulb to demonstrate that it's mamash esh, that it's esh there. I said that the marsham is not right. So the Pashta says we deal with an issue that may possibly be a deraisa of Havar. Okay. So now there's a Mishnah Masech Shabbos Daf Kuf Chof, where the Mishnah has a Machlokes Satanoim regarding Gram Kibui. Kibui is a different malacha. Some of the malachas are positive, some of the malachas are negative. Havara is a positive malacha. You create a fire, but something is already burning, and you throw in some more fuel. So you're causing something to catch fire. That's a positive malacha. And some of the malachas are negative. Okay. So Mechabe is you're undoing the fire. Kibui. So the Mishnah has a machlokes satanoim regarding gram kibui, whether gram kibui is mutar b'makom dleika or not, And from the Gemara, it would appear that we pass on that Gram Kippur is mutar b'makom d'leik against the Tana Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef holds Gram Kippur is also. Gemara seems to imply we pass on that it's mutar. The Shulta Giborim on the side of the Rif on that Mishnah writes he's not sure whether this kula of Gram Kippur applies equally to all the malachas. Mishnah Brewer writes in the Bir Halacha David Pasha, he doesn't quote the Shulta Giborim. He writes a David Pasha that is loved that when Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Shilam Adalat, Gram Kippur is mutav and makom d'leika. So the Mishnah Brewer writes in the Bir Halacha, who had the name of all the other obvious malachas? But the Shulta Giborim writes he's not so sure. He doesn't explain what the tzdadim are of the Sofek. So it could be as follows. In the writings of the Rogatchover, he comments on the sugya there on Kuf Chof on the base and Masach HaShabbos, but the Gemara draws a contrast between various Isurim, that sometimes we say that Grama is an Issa deraisa by certain Pu'ulas, and other by Shabbos we say that Gram Kippur is Mutar Manatar. How do you decide when it's Mutar, even though the Lashon HaPasuk is the same, Lo Sasu? So when do you darshan asiyah asa asihu dasa grama shari? When do you say that grama is asa? So the Ragachava suggests it depends whether you're dealing with an Issa Pool or an Issa Chalos. What's the nature of the prohibition? Did the Torah prohibit bringing about this result? The Torah prohibited doing this activity. Not interested in the result. Lamala v'lamorid. Whenever the Issa is the activity, so then you darshan asihu dasa grama shari, because you didn't do the Pula. But when the nature of the Issa is that it's an Issa Chalos, don't bring about this result. So then there's room to say, that's what the Tzavta Spanech writes, then there's room to argue and say that Grama should be an Issa Deraisa. Yeah, what's with Malecha Shabbos? Malecha Shabbos is an Issa Pula or an Issa Chalois. So the Ragachava says, the Gemara says Grama is Mutter. So according to his guideline, what you're assuming is that by Malecha Shabbos, the Issa is Pula, you're not allowed to do these Pulas. Adiyah Samech suggests regarding the topic of Marba Bishurim, the Gemara says in Beitza.
So if you say that it's, wouldn't that one Malacha Shabbos be the same thing?
Just a minute. So the Yosemech suggests regarding the topic of Marba Bishurim, there is a contradiction between the various Gemaras. The Gemara in Beitza says that Marba Bishurim is Mutta, means a person needs a cup of, a person would like to have a cup of hot water. Cup of hot coffee on Yontif, so he holds his kettle under the faucet, and he's holding it so long, he knows that there's way more than a cup of water. Why is he putting in so much water into the kettle? It's going to take longer to cook. He only needs a cup now, because he wants to have a hot drink on Mitzvah Yontif also. So he's not allowed to cook on Yontif or Mitzvah Yontif, but he's not cooking specially. He has to turn on the faucet anyway to get some water. He has to hold the kettle under the faucet. Instead of holding the kettle under the faucet for 5 seconds, that's enough for one cup of water. He holds it for 25 seconds. That's enough for 5 cups of water, because he wants to have the hot water on Mitzvah Yontif. So the Gemara says that that's mutter. Het the Gomer. Rabbi Bishurim is mutter on Yontif. And on Shabbos, the Gemara seems to say beferish in Menachos that Rabbi Bishurim is asar. You have a cholim asukan, and the doctors say that he needs an orange to get better. He needs a fresh orange. You have to rip off an orange from the tree. So the Gemara says you have a choice. You can rip off, let's say he needs 2 oranges. The doctor say, a funny case, doctor he needs 2 fresh oranges. So you have a choice, you have 3 choices. You can either rip off, pluck off 1 orange separately. You did 2 acts of kotzer. You can break off 1 branch that has 2 oranges on it. Or you can break off 1 branch that has 5 oranges on it. So that'll be Marba Bishurim. If you break off 2 branches, each branch has 2 oranges, that's Marba B'Malacha. Once you broke off the first branch, you already took care of the Pikuach Nefesh, so there's no hatter to break off another branch. But if you break off 1 branch that has 4 oranges on it, so you did 1 act of Kotzer, and you have 4 oranges, and you really only needed 2. So is there anything wrong with Marba Bishurim? So the Gemara sounds from there that Marba Bishurim is an Issa Deraisa. Poshup Shat Gemara that it's an Issa Deraisa. So if it's an Issa Deraisa, has a jive with the Gemara and Beitza that is at the Gomra and Yom Tov. So some Rishonim distinguish between Shabbos and Yontov. Shabbos and Yontov doesn't make a sense to distinguish on the level of the Reis, on the level of the Rabbanon. So you say, yeah, that was just a Havamin in the Gemara Menachos, the beginning of Perek Rabbi Shmuel. Lamaskana, it's only a Nisa de Rabbanon on Shabbos, Marbi Bishurim. And they never introduced this Chumr mit Rabbanon on Yontov. Marbi Shem is Mutter on Yontov, and on Shabbos it's only Asim mit Rabbanon. And that's what the Rashba says. And the Ran on Beitza, Davyates, quotes this Rashba, who distinguishes Shabbos and Yontov. It's only awesome the Rabbanon on Shabbos. He said the Rabbanon was never introduced on Yontov. So the Ran says a different difference. He doesn't see that there should be a difference between Shabbos and Yontov. He thinks the difference is between Pikuach Nefesh versus Eichel Nefesh. That for the purpose of Eichel Nefesh is Hutra, it's Hete Gomer. To cook food on Yontov. Masheni kim kof nefesh is decha Shabbos, that's dechuya. So if you only have a heter of dechuya, so it's only mutter to do that amount of malacha that you need. You have a choice of the doctor said the chulin needs two fresh oranges. So you can either break off a bench that has two oranges, or break off a bench that has four oranges, and I'll give the two oranges to the chulin, and I'll eat the two oranges. Just like on Yontov. He cooks the whole kettle full of water. One cup is going to drink on Yontov, and the other hot water is going to use on Mitzvah Yontov. The Gemara says Mutter. So here, so this is what the Ran suggests. He says that Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Doiche Shabbos, or Dechuya is only Doiche to the extent that it's necessary, to the extent that you have the Pikuach Nefesh. But more than the two oranges that are necessary, there's no Heter. So that'll be an Issa Deraisa Take, not like the Rishbo said, that it's a Chumer Mid Rabban. But on Yontov, Berach Nefesh is Heta Gomor. So since this whole pool is Heta Gomor for the purpose of Berach Nefesh, so what's the difference if you have a little extra? So let's say to break off, if we pass, and you're not allowed to rip off fruits on Yontov. That's not included in the Heta Berach Nefesh. But let's say to cook the water, to cook a full kettle full of water as opposed to cooking only a kettle with one cup of water, so that'll be Heta Gomor, because for the to the extent of the one cup of water is at the gomer, so even the rest is also lucha at the gomer. So that's the classical terutzim. You have the machlokes, the Rashba, and the Ran. How to resolve this contradiction between the two gemaras? The gemara in Beitza that Marbi B'Shem is mutter on Yontov, and the gemara in Maseches Menachos, beginning of Perek Rabbi Shmuel, Marbi B'Shem is awesome on Shabbos. Either it sounds from the Havamin, it's awesome in the Torah, or maybe Lamaskana, maybe it's only awesome in the Rabban. So the Yosemech gives a different suggestion. He thinks that maybe there's a difference between Bishul and Kotzer, who says that all the Malachas are all in the same boat. So he suggests that maybe there's a difference whether the nature of the Issa Malacha, we have 39 Malachas, they don't necessarily belong in the same category. Maybe some of them are Issa Pu'ula and some are in Issa Chalois. So whatever, it's in Issa Pu'ula, so the Pu'ula is exactly the same. If you break off a branch which has two oranges or four oranges, it's only one Pu'ula. Maybe then, when the nature of the malacha is in Issa Pu'ula, some Rabbi B'Shem will be mutter at the gomer. When the nature of the malacha is in Issa Chalois, not to bring about a certain result, then it could be the Rabbi B'Shem will be in Issa Derais. This is the Osamech's suggestion. So if one should distinguish between the various malachas and say that some of them are Issa Pu'ula, some are Issa Chalois, so there is room to distinguish between Havara and Kibui. It could be that Havara, you're accomplishing something positive. Kibbutz is a negative thing. So by Havara, we make a positive accomplishment. Maybe that's an Issa Chalos. Torah says, don't bring about that there should be Havara on Shabbos. So if so, there's room to argue if you put together what the Tzofnes Panech said. Could be that the Grama by Havara will constitute an Issa Malocha Deraisa. Grama by Kibui, that's what the original Machlokes says. So there's room to say that it's only by Kibui, because Kibui is negative. You're not accomplishing anything positive. It's negative over there. So maybe by negative, can't say the Yisr is not to bring about a certain result. There is no positive result. Maybe the Yisr is just to undo the Eish. That's a question, is that really true? What's the definition of the Yisr Kibui? So there are different girsas in the Gemara. Rashi has the Girsa in the Gemara that Kibui is because you're making a Pechem. So there is something positive. If you plan to use the Pechem, then it's Tzvicha L'Gufa. If you don't plan to use the Pechem, it ain't Tzvicha L'Gufa. Rashi learns that the nature of the Issa Kibui is not a negative malacha to extinguish the flame. It's rather positive to create Pechem. So if you mechaba gachelo shel mateches, So Rashi has the gears in the Gemara that that can't be more than an Issa Derabban, because there is no pechem at all. When you blow out a candle, you have a pechem, but when you put out a flame on logs that were burning, so you're going to have charcoal left. So the Issa is creating charcoal. So according to Rashi, it could be that this is not correct. But other Rishonim have a different gears there in the Gemara. Other Rishonim say that sometimes the Chaba Gachelo Shel Matechas will be an Issa Deraisa. And the reason why it's mutter is because it's hezek, b'makom hezek, rabim is mutter. All different shot in the Gemara from the way Rashi learns. So there is room to distinguish. That's what the Shulti Gibbon raised the possibility. There's room to distinguish between Bechaba and Mavir. It could be that the Gemara only says that Gram Kibui is mutter natur. Could that Gram Havora might constitute an Issa deraisa? If you should accept what the Tzofnas Panech said, explaining the Markuf Chofam and Beis, when is Gram Isur Deraisa by other Isurim, by Sirus? When is Gram Osam? When is Gram Mutam and Atara? Whenever it's an Isa Chalois, then Gram is Osam and Atara. Whenever it's an Isa Pula, that Gram would be Mutam and Atara. Question is, what is the definition of Grama? So Neshmir Shabbos Kelchasa, he works with the definition that whenever he seems to be working with the definition that he got from earlier, from the Marsham Taka, from 100 years ago, that Grama means if you set up a system where the Malocha doesn't occur right away, it takes place Halachazman. This is a very difficult definition. What's the Malocha of Mavashel? A person takes raw food and he puts it into the oven, and then it takes a while till it cooks. The Gemara said, Beferish, you put it in the oven, and then you take it out of someone else takes it out before it reaches Michael Ben Derusoy. So the Gemara says, the other person saved me from the Issa Malocha Bishal Deraisa. Even though I put the food into the oven, and the fire is on, and it's going to get cooked. If I just leave it there long, and I didn't even take it out, someone else took it out. The Gemara says on Daf Dalet that he saved me from the Yisr of Havara. So that one only violates Havara if he puts the food in the oven and the food gets cooked. So that takes a while; doesn't happen right away. So Malocha Lachas Man is a Malocha Deraisa. You can't just say that's a definition. What is a definition of Grama? That Grama is Mutam Min HaTorah. So there is a Soisachoshen has a kasha. He has a contradiction between two gemaras. There is a, in the first parak in Kedushin, the Mishnah has a discussion. Starts off Risha Niknis, then the Mishnah talks about how you kind of karka, how you kind of metalklam, how you kind of have a divya, how you kind of have a kanani, about all the various things that you kind of. So the Mishnah says if you kind of behem a kasa, behem a behem a daka, how do you make the kinyan? So the Gemara says there's one opinion in the Tanoim that even a behema gasa, an elephant, you have to do hakbah. So the Gemara says hakbah and an elephant. How can you do hakbah and an elephant? That's impossible. So the Gemara says bechavila is moiris. What does that mean? Bundles of branches. So Rashi says the Gemara says, let's say if you want to become a behema b'mshicha. So the Gemara says kori lo behibor. I whistle to the animal. If you give me permission to make a mashiach on your behemoth, I whistle to the animal and I coax the animal to walk towards me. The Gemara says that constitutes a kinyan mashiach. Mashiach is not kind of b'shul zaram, it's kind of b'simto, b'tzidah b'shul zaram. Fine. So that constitutes mashiach. But I didn't do the mashiach. I whistled and the animal walked. So you see from the Gemara that if I harness a natural force, namely, I know then my whistle to the animal is going to run towards me, or I show it food, it's going to run towards me. So that relates to me, and it's considered my Maisa Kinya Mashiach. It's considered that I did the Mashiach. So the Rashi learns Pshat and Gemara, how can you become an elephant by Agbor? How is it possible to pick up an elephant, according to Reb Shimon? So he says, you have Chavil Ismaris. You put a bundle of twigs next to the elephant, and you get the elephant to climb up on top of the bundle. So the bundle, so then you did hakbo. You don't have to pick up the elephant. If you get the elephant to walk up on top of the pile, how high do you have to do hakbo? As a machlekes Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says 3 tefachim, otherwise it'll be lovered, and Tosis disagrees, 1 tefach. If you have a pile of twigs, it's either 1 tefach tall or 3 tefachim tall. You whistle to the elephant climbs up. Fine. And Tosis has the funny comment, the Balia Tosis apparently never saw an elephant. So they thought that an elephant can jump. So if you wave, Tosis says, if you wave Chabilis Moiris, that has cherries, berries or something, and the elephant wants to eat them, so the elephant is going to jump up, either one tefach or three tefachim, so then you kind of a hagbo. So the zoo rabbi published essays about that. Obviously, the Baal HaTosfos never saw an elephant. There ain't no such thing. Elephants can't jump. But the din is correct anyway. If you'd have a puppy, that would jump up. If you have a kitten or whatever, if you have any animal, that would jump up. So you did the hagbah. If you whistle to the animal, it comes towards you. That's mashicha. And if you whistle to the animal, it jumps up. That's called the hagbah. So the Tzoyis HaChoshen has a kasha. There is a gemara in the second parak in Baba Basra that talks about hasogas gvul, that a fisherman lays out his nets and he puts bait in the net. He puts dead fish and the fish eat each other up. So he puts dead fish in the net so that this will attract other fish and they'll come. And then they're going to start eating the bait, and then they're going to hook is going to get caught in the throat and they're going to catch all these fish. So the fishman lays out the nets and with the bait, with the hooks and everything, and then he goes to the Beis HaMidrash to learn Daf Yomi or whatever. He goes and he davens Shachris, Mincha, whatever he does. He's not here. So then the Gemara says, another fellow comes, another fishman comes, and all the fish are running towards his bait, to the first guy's bait. He chapsais and he grabs the fish as they're running towards his bait. So the Gemara says that's Hasogas Gul. It's not Hasogas Gul, let's say, if you have a store, and I open up a store, you have a store one side in Washington, I open up another store on the other side. So that's not an Issa HaSogas Gul. If I walk into your store, I tell all the customers, why should you buy by him, buy by me? I have a store two blocks away. That's HaSogas Gul. If I walk into your store, I pull away, the customers are holding by buying by you. But if I don't walk in, I just advertise in the newspaper, I have a store also. And they take a look at your store, my store, and they see that my store, the food is delicious, and it costs less. So a lot of times that won't be an Issa HaSogas Gul. So here the Gemara is talking, the first fellow put in nets with the bait, so the second fellow has to be careful, machikim mitzvudas hadag men hadag kim lo ritzas hadag. The second fisherman shouldn't put his nets in the same location, because since the first one invested money, time, effort, energy, he set up the nets with the bait, so that's not fair to take away the fish that he was about to catch. So the Tzoy says, bothered with Akasha, why is it only an issue of Hasogas Gul? Why isn't it Gezel Mamish? If I whistle to an animal and the animal run towards me, that's a Mashicha, the Gemara says. Kari lo behibo. If I wave something on top of an animal, the animal jumps up. That hagbah relates to me. I did a mashiach hagbah. So when I'm the first fisherman, when I set out the nets with the bait, so some of the fish are going to see it, they're going to swim sideways, other fish are going to swim up, some fish are going to swim down. So forget about those who are swimming down. Those who are swimming sideways, that's a mashiach. They're swimming sideways in order to get the bait that I left in the sea, in the river. And those who are swimming up, that's a Kenyan hagbah. So didn't I cause the Kenyan Mashiach, the Kenyan Hagbah? Why don't you say no one else is allowed to take the fish? Because many of the fish, I was kind of menatur. I was kind of with Mashiach, I was kind of with Hagbah. Why is it only an issue of Harchok, Machik, Mitzudas, Hadag, Menadag, Hasag, Zgul? Should be something more serious than it should be Gezel Mamish. So the Tzai says the Kash. So the Nesiva says he thinks that the Teretz is obvious. He thinks when I whistle to the animal, so immediately after I whistle, the Koach HaAcher kicks in and the animal starts running towards me. When I wave the cherries on top of the elephant and the elephant jumps up, or whatever kind of an elephant it is, so the animal is jumping up simultaneously with my waving the cherries on top. So whenever the Koach HaAcher Yorabai happens simultaneously with my pool, or begins immediately after my pool, I whistle, Korlov Hibo, I whistle to the animal and it starts running towards me, then the Koach HaAcher relates back to me. But if I set the nets out with the bait, when I'm there, all the fish are running away. They know it's a sakana. And then I go, I sit on the banks of the river, and I'm learning my daf yomi. I go and I daven mincha, whatever. I'm not there. So I did my pool, I made my hachanas. And then the Koach HaAcher kicks in later. So whenever the Koach HaAcher kicks in later, then it does not relate back to me. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that klal, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has this in his sefer also, not on this kasha of the Tzoyis, he has in Hilchos HaChok HaShcheinim about a different thing, about the Odom HaMazik. When is it Groma? When is it Biadayim? So sometimes if you do a Hezek with the Koach HaAcher Miyorboi, that's also Odom HaMazik. and sometimes you're not chayiv. So Rav Chaim draws the same distinction. He claims that the Rambam holds like that distinction, that if the koach acher is simultaneous with my pula, or it begins immediately after I do my pula, then the koach acher kicks in right away. So then the koach acher muraboy relates back to me, and it's my maisa. Mashenikin, if the koach acher doesn't kick in till later, so then it doesn't relate to my maisa, then it's called grama. And this is basically the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, if you, let's say for argument's sake, if you sit in the Sahara Desert for half an hour, in the daytime you're going to get burnt. You get burnt to death, for argument's sake. So someone's there driving around Sahara Desert in the daytime. He walks out of his car for 2 minutes, goes back in the car, walks out of the car, goes back in. I take him out of his car, he is out of his car, and I tie him up in the sun. So the sun is beating down on him. So because I tied him up, he can't go back into his air-conditioned car. So the Gemara says, Kopsto Bechama, I tied him up in the sun while the sun was already beating on him. The sun can beat for 10 minutes, he's not going to die, but I tied him up, he can't run away. So now the sun is going to beat down on him for half an hour, for an hour, he's going to die. So the Gemara says that I'm chayev, because the Korachach Miuraboy of the sun beating down already began. I tied the fellow up, he's not going to die right away. That's like baking food. You put food in the oven, and the fire is on in the oven. It's going to take an hour or two till it's going to bake. So that Korachach Miuraboy relates back to me, because at the time I put the food in the oven, the Korachach Miuraboy is already functioning, it already started. So it continues to cook for an hour, a couple of hours, that everything relates back to me. It's my Maisa. Mashenik Ken Gemara says, Soif Cham Olovoy, Soif Tzin Olovoy. I'm going to tie him up in the Sahara Desert at night. At night the sun is not burning down on him, but I know when it's going to come sunrise, the sun is going to start to beat down on him, and it's going to be 500 degrees, and it's going to get burnt to a crisp. So then the Gemara says that's Gramar Tzicha. Why? Because the Korachach Miurba, namely the sun heating down, didn't begin yet. But the same thing, Kopsa Betzina. I tie him up, he's in a freezer. So if a person sits in a freezer for an hour or two, he's going to get frozen to death. Let's say for a very deep freeze, he's going to get frozen to death. So if I tie the fellow up and the freezer didn't go on yet, the freezer didn't start yet, so then the Gemara says, Soif Tzin Olova, Soif Cham Olova, Soif Tzin Olova, that's only Gramar Tzicha. But Kofsa Bitzina, Kofsa Bicham, I tie him up and the cold is already affecting him. So then that's not called grama, that's called I harness the Korachach Miuraboy to bring about my result. So that relates back to me, that's my maisa. So Rav Soloveitchik was very unhappy when they told him that the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosa writes that if you have a Shabbos clock and the lights are off, you pull out the buttons in such a way the light should go on later. So the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosa assumes that that's only a grama. That's an Issa de Rabban. The Rama says in Shulchan Aruch that gram meloch is mutam in HaTorah, but it's also in the Rabban, it's only muta b'makam d'leikam, b'makam chayla, something like that. The case in the Mishnah, Dav Kuf Chaf, is b'makam d'leikam. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that was not correct, that if you just have a delayed reaction, the clock is ticking away, the clock is connected with the electrical circuit, the clock is ticking away, and then you have the bulb is also connected with the clock. So the time clock is connected with the electricity, and it's all one mechanism, it's all more than one thing. So I have a delayed reaction, the light is going to go on later. So Soloveitchik thought that that's a malacha deraisa. I already harnessed the Korachach Miuraboy. The sun, I didn't tamper with the sun. So if I tie the person up in the sun, so the Korachach Miuraboy already took over the work. The Korachach already started to affect the person right now. But so if it's Soib Chamalavoy, you can't say that I harnessed the sun. I didn't handle the sun, I handled the person. But over here, I'm handling the Shabbos clock, and the Shabbos clock is hooked up with the electricity, so the whole thing is one big system. So he thought that that would constitute a melacha deraisa.
Isn't the circuit only made later when it gets around to your peg that you pulled out? So what koach acher of completing that circuit did you start now?
The clock is running by electricity.
But the things will turn on the light. I mean, that circuit which that peg is going to generate, that you're not doing anything right now to affect that.
Right, but there is a circuit that's connected to the clock. And then because the clock is made, mechanism of the clock is made in such a way that circuit that's functioning now with the clock is going to be able to function to turn the light on. So since it's one big contraption, so Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's not called grama. He thought you're handling the koach acher right now. So that he thought that that should be an Issa Derais. Regarding Grama on Shabbos, yeah. So how far, yeah. Let's say you have a case that is Grama. So the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah on the bottom of the Tur in Shin Lamed Aleph, and the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed Aleph, quotes from the Mordechai that Gram Kibui is not Heter Gomer even with the Rabbanon. It's only Mutam in HaTorah, but it's Asim with the Rabbanon. It's only Mutam in Makam Dleika. Shalom Makam Dleika, it's not Mutam. The question is whether the Mechaber disagrees. Not so clear the Mechaber disagrees. Many Svartish Apostles assume that the Mechaber disagrees. Not so clear. And even if the Mechaber disagrees, what do you mean to say Mechaber holds Gram Melocha is always Mutta? All day long you can do Gram Melocha. Very not Mestaber. Absolutely not Mestaber. The Pashtus is like the Ramah. Anyway, even if the Svartish Rabbanim claim that the Mechaber holds that Gram Melocha is Heter Gomer all the time, all day long on Shabbos, even Heter Gomer, you can do it every single week. Very not Mestaber. But the Ramah holds not so. So for Ashkenazim, for sure it's awesome. For Ashkenazim, for sure it's awesome. So according to Rav Soloveitchik, the Pashtus is the fellow who wrote the Svardish Rav, who wrote the whole Tshuva, to one of the Svardish Rabban wrote the whole Tshuva to explain why this switch that this engineer came up with is Mutter. He wrote himself that according to Rav Soloveitchik is questionable, and he thought that even Rav Soloveitchik would agree that over here, it would only be a grama. But if it's only a grama, so a grama is also a derabba. So how can it be less than a grama? Less than a grama. So they gave a presentation to several of the rabbanim here in the yeshiva. None of us were convinced at all that it was a grama. It's not so pushed that it's a grama. And even if it is a grama, how do you make it less than a grama? There is a gemara in Beitza, and Daf Lamed Dalet, Amud Aleph, but the gemara quotes a Tosefta from Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud Beis. The Girsa in the Gemara doesn't correspond 100% to the way it says in the Tosefta. So the Magen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch quotes the Yamshel Shloimei, who comments on the Girsa as it appears in the Gemara. And the Tosefta doesn't say like this, but in the Gemara, well, the Gemara quotes two brises. One of them is in the Tosefta, the second one is not in the Tosefta. So the second one is the Takanat in Tosefta. Okay? But it's quoted in the Gemara. So the Gemara has a situation with someone is cooking food. So in order to cook foods, you have to bring a tripod, then you have to bring a pot, then you have to put food in the pot, and then you have to bring fire on the bottom. So the Brisa says one person brought the tripod, one person brought the pot, and one person put in the food. So far nobody did any bishul. And the one who does the punchline, the one who puts the fire on the bottom, he's the one who's in violation of bishul. Normally, someone turns on the oven, and then you put in the food into the oven. So whoever turned on the oven violated Havara, but he didn't do Bishul. The one who puts the food into the oven is a violation of Bishul. But here, the one who put the pot on top of the tripod, but there is no fire on the bottom, he didn't do any Bishul yet. The one who put the fire on the bottom, the one who does the last thing, whatever is last. So that's the one who does Bishul. So the Gemara quotes the Braisa, Kulam Pturim, and the Achran is Chayiv. So Kulam Pturim, Shmuel has a klal in the beginning of Masech Shabbos Dav Gimel, that whenever the Mishnais have potter, means potter of Alosa, except for three cases, that is potter and mutter. So the Yamshel Shlomo, it's a question. Shmuel says it on Mishnais. Shmuel didn't say it on Brises. But the Yamshel Shlomo makes that deal, and the Magen Avraham quotes it lahalocha, that they all know what's going on here. They all know that someone, let's say it's a non-Jew, who wants to cook some food. So I'm friendly with him.
Where is
the Gemara? In Beitza Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes a Tosefta from Shabbos and another Braisa that contradict each other. The Gemara says no contradiction. It depends on the situation. What came first and what came last? If the fire was there on the bottom, then someone brings the food. So the one who brought the fire didn't do Bishul. He carried fire. That's Mukta. But he didn't do Bishul. The one who puts the food is in violation of Bishul. But if the food came first and then someone put the fire on the bottom, so then the one who puts the fire is in violation of Bishul. So let's say this fellow is an Ochri, the one who wants to cook, so that we shall lift the evil and see the Mishul. He's an Ochri, and he's a good friend of mine. And he asks me, could I put the pot of water? The water is not Mukta. Could I put a pot of water on top of the tripod? He wants to put the fire on the bottom. So I put the cold water on the tripod for him, and then he puts the fire on the bottom. So the Lashon of the Gemara is kulam p'turim v'achron chayim. If the achron is Jewish, the achron is not Jewish, mutter, and the non-Jew is permitted to be mechal shabbos. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Yam Shel Shlom made a deal kulam p'turim means pater avolasa. It's awesome at the rabbanon. Why is it awesome at the rabbanon? So when we learned that in Shir, Absolvechik thought that that's grama. That's a big chiddush. That's a grama. Even that's grama. The ma'aseh that I did, you can wait from today till next year. Nothing is going to happen. You have to have another pulas ben adam. There's another person, the nochri has bechira chavshes. Nochri, a Jew, has bechira chavshes. He's going to decide. He told me in advance that he wants to cook some food. It's mechusa ma'aseh of another ben adam. And still you say that that's grama. So certainly over here, this is certainly grama. I have a whole system set up. So according to Rav Soloveitchik, it's very mistaber that it's not a grama at all. The whole system is all set up in such a way. I know within 2 or 3 minutes the light is going to go on. So that's mamisha ma'isa ha'adam. And even if one will give a different definition of grama and say that this is grama, it's still grama. Even if you have, even if what I do, Rav Soloveitchik said that it's also to pose for a non-Jewish photographer. He wants to take a picture of you. He never saw a rabbi before. Never saw a Yankee before. So he wants to take a picture of me. So he asked, could I please pose for him? I'm not doing anything. So Absalvechik said, that's Issa Grama. Because he wants to take my picture. He wants me to stand in a certain way. So I'm doing a pula, which is going to lead to the Nachri to take a photograph. He's going to do a malacha. And I'm doing a pula that's going to lead to that. So on Shabbos, on Yontif, right. So he thought that based on that, Yam Shel Shleimer, which the Magen Avraham quotes, that should be a violation of grama. It's at least a violation of grama.
Wouldn't that be just shos to shos? Isn't that a grama to Amir Lenachri?
It's not even Amir Lenachri. Amir Lenachri is if I ask the guy to do something for me, he wants to do a malacha for himself. Isn't that hate go? Let's say the Nachri wants to take a photograph. So I say, why stand over here? Stand over there. It'll come out better. That's not Amir Lenachri. I tell him how to take a better photograph. Amir Lenachri is only if I ask that he should do it for me. But if I'm posing because he wants me to be in a certain pose, I'm enabling him to do a malacha. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's grama. That's what the Marshal learns in the Yam Shel Shleimer. He learns on the Gemara and Beitza. That's an Issa grama. So we really didn't understand at all when they gave us the presentation twice here in the yeshiva. We didn't understand. We weren't so convinced that it was grama at all. It could be that it's a malacha gemura deraisa. It's not called grama, even if it is grama. According to the Ramah is in Ferish, grama is also Rabban. How did it become less than grama? Can it become less than grama? So the Rabbanim who were here were quoting from the Mishnah Brura that I'm doing something now, and I think a Nochri is going to come later. Not that I'm helping the Nochri. If I help the Nochri now, I'm posing for the Nochri. So Rav Soloveitchik said that's the Yam Shel Shleimer, that's a grama. Mishnah Brura has a case, I'm going to do something, and a Nochri is going to come. And it's going to turn out to be a malacha later. Yeah, but that's someone else is going to do something. That's less than a grama. That's less than a grama. But over here, how can it be less than a grama? It's impossible. So just, we didn't understand what they were saying. And I find it very difficult to believe that the Mechabed really disagrees with the Ramah quoted this Mordechai. The Ramah in the Darkei Moshe, basically doesn't quote the Mordechai and disagree. He just quotes the Gemara that Gram keepers mutam and makam dleika. He doesn't comment, not in the Beis Yosef, not in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah, both in the Darkei Moshe, on the Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch, quotes the Mordechai, it's only mutam and makam dleika. The Pashtus is like that. Then there's a Tosfos in Beitza, and Daf Chabes Amin Aleph. The simple reading of the Tosfos sounds like the Mishnah Berurah, and Hilchos Yontov quotes this, Tov Kuf Yud Dalet. So he quotes the Maimon Mordechai that the simple reading of the Tosfos sounds like they said that we distinguish between Gram Kippur on Shabbos and Gram Kippur on Yontif. The Gram Kippur on Shabbos is Osir Midirabbanan, the Gram Kippur on Yontif is Mutar even Midirabbanan. That's what the simple reading is. We have to check what does it say in the Tosfos HaRosh. How do the other Balei Tosfos quote? Because we know, the Achronim point out, we know that Tosfos themselves in Masechah Shabbos, right, that Gram Kippur is Mutter on Shabbos. They didn't say you need B'makam Dleika. Sounds like they're more Mekel than the Mordechai. It does sound fantastic that they're more Mekel than the Mordechai. I don't think anybody would say that Gram Kippur is Hetagoma whenever you want. You can do Gram Kippur whenever you want. I don't think so. I think even according, even if you should assume like the Tosfos, Gam Kippur is mutar on Shabbos, once in a while, but not to do it Heta Gomer. And as I said before, could be it's only Gam Kippur, could be Gam Havara, could be, is an Issa Reis, it could be there's a difference between Kippur and Havara. That's what the Shilta Gibarim said. So the we were not convinced at all that there's any Mokam Lahokel. For Ashkenazim, for sure not, and even for Svardim. It's very schwach ahead. Okay? Tov.